Catherine knows a big window to pour a blessing out when I'm aching in the middle. Watch me pray a lot harder. Listen to the spirit move smarter. You made my heart, I keep the guard up. I yeah, adulting ain't free, it's easy, ain't breezy. Still, you're the God of every situation, get the heart stopped. You gave me life, I give it all up. I yeah, adulting ain't free, but easy, believe me. This in your hand, you got the plan, we just being men. Read the book, take a look, but we don't understand. Now I ain't lit, but I might just need to grab a hand.
Adulting just made me rethink when he told me to come like a child. Maybe that was meant to save me.
This is KAYT-FM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
We praise you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. As we come before your presence, Heavenly Father, on this anointed and appointed hour, we glorify thee in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for this time of celebration as we invite you in that we might continue to honor and glorify your name. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us as we stream live from our internet ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all the visitors that are with us this morning, we greet you in the name of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, the first chapter, and verse 29. And we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Thank you. You may be seated. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I want to use for a topic this morning, when everything changed. When everything changed. And that is demonstrative and definitive. When everything changed. What would cause, my brothers and sisters, everything in the world to change? And if you are a Bible student, if you know God's word, and we are all Christian, which imply that we are Christ-like, you should already be ahead of the pastor's message concerning something significant, something insurmountable, something so pragmatic that simply caused the world to change. My brothers and sisters, we serve a God who is all-knowing, and because he is all-knowing, nothing escapes him. And because God is all-knowing, he was prepared for anything that would happen. And so God is not, we don't slip things past the Lord God. For he was prepared for any changes that might impact the world. In Ecclesiastes, though, Solomon said, to everything, there is a season and a time. And what that implies is that a change is coming. Now, all forms of life that God created continuously change or have a changing perspective. There are seasonal changes. Spring changes to summer, summer to fall, and fall to winter. And when we think about these seasonal changes, we see how even today, as we look at the signs of the time, that even the seasons are confused about the changes that are transpiring. We don't know, the seasons are confused with the summer versus the winter. Brother Veal, our landscape in the yard grew out real quick, and then there was that little frost, and it just wiped it out. It just messed the seasons up. Plants didn't know. But they have a functioning because God has placed something in them to let them know when it's time to birth new fruit and new sprouts. But there's something going on when the seasons seem to be out of calibration. But God knows the changes to the season. Then there are natural seasons, because you and I get old. I was once young, Bertha, but now look at me. I wear glasses. I don't have that big afro that I used to have. There are natural changes that occurs in the physical body. The anatomy is based that we were young and we could run and do all kinds of things, but now we get up and there's a moan and a groan. And if you think that is by accident, we moan and groan because that is a desire to go back to the maker, the creator from which we came. This earth is moaning and groaning because the earth wants to return back to the natural order that God has established for it. So it isn't an accident that you moan when you get up in the morning, because that ache and pain simply say, God has said, I'm getting you ready for something new. And then there's a spiritual chain. And this is a religious order. We change spiritually by being born again. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must imperative be born again. There's absolutely no way you can get to the Lord God unless you're born again. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what religious order you may be. You must be born again. Your life and my life is attached to a season. And we are told how God has a season and a time in his hand. And by his time frame, my brothers and sisters, he would one day speak and reveal his purpose for mankind. These of the world has not always understood God's timing. Nor has the world understood his season. Because that was a time, my brothers and sisters, when the world did not hear from God. And whenever the world stopped hearing God, God is silent. One could ask why and when was God silent? I'm glad you asked. God was silent for 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament, when God did not speak, nor was there anything written in Scripture. God said, I ain't talking to nobody, because the world was in such a state of separation that God said, I ain't speaking to it. I'm not going to even speak to the preachers, to the prophets. We're told this was due to the actions of the Jewish people for not honoring God. And sometimes, Antioch, when a nation or when a people stop honoring God, it is during those times that God is silent. The Israelites or the Jewish people were mistreating their wives. They were marrying pagans. And they were not tithing. It always gets you quiet. Also, the priests, the preachers, or the religious order, Minister Cotton, of that day was neglecting the temple and not teaching the people the ways of God. Expository teaching, sharing God's word from a prophetic standpoint so that you will be exposed to the knowledge and the words of God, so that you will know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because sometimes folks ain't teaching you the truth. My brothers and sisters, God sees the state of mankind from the beginning of time, and even from the beginning of the fall. And there was so much that transpired. We know that Adam and Eve messed up. Eve was deceived, and Adam willingly disobeyed. And so, but God didn't go to the woman first. He went to the man. So the authority rests with the man. And so when God come back, he's talking to men. I want the men to know that God is simply saying, I put you in charge. I gave you the order of the family. And there is an order that God will not violate. And so God is moving on behalf of a nation because of a fallen state which occurred in the Garden of Eden. My brothers and sisters, there were some external factors as well as some internal factor that caused everything to change. So we see the historical text in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, the 29th verse, states, the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And then verse 30 said, this is he of whom I said, after he come